Well, thanks for joining us. It's good to see your 10th podcast episode. Welcome to Hampton's Consciousness. And let's talk all things Sharon Bakes. Why don't you give us a little intro and then we'll go into some little Q&A.
Sure. And thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it. It's exciting to be on this podcast about consciousness in the Hamptons. A little bit about me. I live in Sag Harbor. I have a son who's graduating high school and a daughter in sixth grade in Pearson Middle and in high school. And before that, about 17 years ago, I was living in the city and I had a full-time career. And, you know, that was something that I had a lot of passion for and joy for. And when I had my children...
What were you doing previously?
Oh, I was actually in corporate consulting. So I worked with large employers, healthcare, higher education, really any kind of employer with their employee benefits, health and wellness programs, health improvement. And I was really the advocate and the consultant. So I loved my career. It was wonderful, the relationships. And when I got married a little bit later in life, I was 39 and I had my son right away. And then we adopted beautiful Emily 6 years later. It was just becoming so difficult. And my focus, my passion was my family and my children. And just through the grace of what Barbara Brennan says is our wounds are our gifts. I ended up needing cervical fusion in my neck in 2014. And I was fused in three places. It's from an old ski accident. But that was my gift. As I like to joke, it was my get out of jail free card because I was really done with corporate America and burned out. And I couldn't be a mom full time and I couldn't really do my career full time anymore. So I had time to convalesce and really just do nothing for the first time in my life, Enid.
Yeah. Really, you were healing, right?
Yeah, it was my time to heal. I had been receiving some energy healings from a local practitioner. And after the surgery, I looked at this and I thought, this is my time. I kind of knew deep within this guidance. And I really wasn't a person who, you know, had that like really blown out guidance. I see dead people or anything like that growing up. I was just your typical New Jersey girl.
I think people normally think of like energy healing, like they think of something like really hokey, or they have like an image in their mind that's very different than obviously the work that you do. Or, you know, I think that your run of the mill, like average, like person might think of it as something a little bit different. So I'm glad that you're here and I'm glad that you can explain to us, you know, what it is so that you can normalize it.
Yeah. Thank you. Cause that was an image that I struggled with too. I went to,
everybody's like, oh, are you a witch? It's like, no, it's not really like that.
Right. Exactly. Right. I had that image too. I was Miss Corporate America. I had a Bachelor of Science in Nutrition and a Master's in Public Health. And, you know, I went into the New York City and career world and I knocked it out of the park. So I really was truly, it was about the external aspects of my success. And of course, like many women coming to the place of, I'm still not feeling fulfilled. So that's when I decided I'm going to take this huge leap. I had no evidence, nothing. I just felt it. You know, this, like my soul is crying to me. So Barbara Brennan School of Healing Science is an accredited four-year college in Florida. But Barbara Brennan started out here in the Hamptons, which is pretty cool. And I didn't realize that at first. But she started her school after she wrote her two seminal books. One is Hands of Light. Wow. She lived in East Hampton, and then Light Emerging. I know, I'm prepared. These are books.
We'll link to these books too.
They're amazing. Yeah, they're amazing. They tell you, they explain everything about energy, consciousness, and who are we and as physical beings, and why health or disease happens, why relationships work or don't work, why we might feel have anxiety. There's just so many things that come into place, the whole human experience. So for me, Enid, I went to school. I wanted to learn about myself. And what I found was myself.
Right.
I had lost touch with who I was just because of that life that I had. So P.S. about now I'm in my sixth year of school because I graduated from the 4-year undergraduate program and now I'm in the graduate program. And it's been life changing. And I've been in practice now.
You do it remotely?
Since COVID.
Yeah.
Everything's been remote. But now that COVID is, you know, it's here, but we can now, you know, feel safe to be in person. I'm doing both, you know, one-on-one in person. I'm doing group workshops and I teach. I love to teach this stuff and to do workshops.
Yeah, your workshops are awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Then we kind of met that way, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
We did some energy healing work.
Yeah, we did. It was beautiful. And I'm just so grateful now. I feel like I'm just playing this forward to others who are kind of coming to that place in their lives where they realize, oh, there must be a different way. Mostly, yeah. You know, women, but men too. But who are hitting that stride in their 40s or 50s. Or I have clients that are in their 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And I also have high school clients. So, you know, people are just dealing with things, you know, that they've really tried to solve through therapy, through maybe medication, through yoga. And I will tell you that they're all of those things are really super important. I can be part of a healing team. But this energy healing for me helped me in a way that I had never received before. Never. And it's helped me feel like how to ground into my life. I didn't even realize I had so much anxiety. I just thought I was a high-performing woman.
I agree with that. I think that I only honestly realized what anxiety was and that I had it going through my divorce. Like I never knew that that sense, like in my gut of OMG, like that, like panic, like I didn't know that this whole time that I was an anxious person. I just thought, yeah, like I just thought I was very high strung and hyper.
Exactly. And, you know, I can just now even just track and feel myself. I feel like parts of me felt frozen and blocked energetically. And we all have a childhood. We all have childhood wounding. Whether or not it was an idyllic childhood or it wasn't. Children just see through the lenses of a child. They can misunderstand things such as I'm bad or I'm not good enough. Or there could have been real situations that were fearful. Many of us have a fear of truly of being here in the physical completely for whatever reason. There's an ancestral lineage aspects from where your family may have come from. There could have been, you know, annihilation of a, you know, a culture, a religion. And now we're here in America, but there's people I work with throughout the world. So there's that. And that can really trigger anxiety without us even knowing.
So tell us more about like what people can gain from working with you, like what the workshops entail. Walk us through the process.
Sure. Well, you know, when I work one-on-one with someone, I'm holding the space for somebody to be able to come in into my office. I'll just give you a little scan here. No, I love my healing space. It's my woman cave. And I really invite someone to just presence. What is here for you? What are you feeling? And what I can do is really literally hold ground for somebody to feel more embodied and safe as they're going through things. And I really do slow things down. Now, I'm a classic type A, you know, like fast, fast. But with this work, it has been a delicious, yummy gift of feeling, of embodying, slowing down. And I hold the person where they are. And maybe they check in. We have a conversation. I listen deeply. I reflect that back. And then I have a healing table. If somebody comes in person. And I lay hands on chakras. So first I read the chakras with my hands, and I can also use a pendulum. I also have wonderful, beautiful crystals if I feel called. And then it's really a very peaceful place. I invite somebody to drop in, surrender, hold anything. And many times the brain is so activated that I really just start here. Hold this. Because this is a great way to start dropping in. And after a little time, people come for more than one session because this isn't like getting a massage where you feel great.
Right. It's like consistent work.
Yeah. There's a level of personal commitment. You know, if somebody is feeling very triggered, I will certainly support that. If somebody had been seeing me and needs to come back for like maintenance on a monthly basis, absolutely. I'm really open. I say yes to everyone. But this is for someone who's ready for some deeper healing and to open up to all the things, like knowing that we don't know. Like those are concepts of radical aliveness. Knowing I don't know, saying yes to all things, all different opinions, and learning how to, what does it feel like to really surrender? It's a mind, body, spirit healing. So I do my healing work. Barbara Brennan teaches us very intricate skills with our hands, with our fingers, on different levels of the auric field. We clear the field. We literally clear it. The word chelation for energy healing came from chemotherapy, to clear chemotherapy out of somebody's field. And we just clear anything. The things in your field could be emotional. It could be feelings for your, about yourself. You're down on yourself. It could be wounding, betrayal, abandonment. It could be some distorted beliefs that we've been carrying from our lineage, right? Our culture. Women don't do this, right?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
We're not aware of. A lot of this stuff is what I call like in shadow. It's not a new word. It's been used in therapeutic settings for a long time. So this is energy therapy. Let's presence what's here. Let's come into alignment so you can receive what you need. And you will feel a major, huge shift. This is the energy field. It has 7 different levels that are all holographic. And at the end, a person will feel that they have so much lighter, aligned clarity, a feeling of wholeness, an expansion, well-being. You can't put a price on that. And I feel it now as I explain it to you. I don't know if you feel it with me.
I do.
This was what I came here to do. And this is what I found. And what I teach others is this is your soul seat. We fulfill our soul's deepest longings to come in. What we came here, our life task, our world task. I just get the chills saying this. So this is my fulfillment of my life task. I love communicating this because I'm so passionate about it. It's the cutting edge of healing and medicine, energy medicine. That's what I want to hold for everyone. Is this different way of coming at the same issues that keep on popping up. We call it the vicious cycle, Enid. It's a cycle of energy because thoughts are energy, feelings are energy, everything is energy. It just has different forms and vibrations.
Exactly. Everything, it's all about frequencies and vibrations. Like you feel other people's energies. Like I think before I knew that I was an empath, I knew how different people affected me. Because I knew how I took in other people's energies. Like right now, obviously, with so much stuff that's going on, like in the world, it's a different feeling.
It is. And when you become aware of how empaths experience it, we use the word relationship a lot, in relationship, because we're here to be in relationship with others so that we can actually heal complete karma. This is how it's a reflection from the world to us. And one of the things we teach and what I teach in my workshops is energy boundaries. This is your auric field. How do your energy boundaries, how are they compromised? Maybe leaky, there may be breaks in your energy field. Some of the levels of the field are lines of light that can break. Some are more amorphous, fluid. And why do you feel a certain way when you see someone? And how do we protect? How do we take care of ourselves when we're so sensitive? We walk into a room, oh no, I'm feeling everything. So that we don't have to just become recluses.
Can you give us some like some tips? Like how do we protect our energy?
So, you know, when I just did this, this is a real thing. It's like, maybe my heart is very sensitive. This is my heart chakra. Empaths really feel.
Oh, yeah.
Emotions of others, but and also the emotions of loved ones that are here. So if I do a healing and the loved ones who have passed are here, sometimes I really do start, the tears just come. Now, if I felt that that was too overwhelming for me, because empaths need to take more care of themselves, better care of themselves than other people, because you can walk into a place and have a social engagement, and by the time you leave, you have an emotional hangover. Why do I feel so horrible? And the thing is, it's being aware.
Not that even horrible, but you feel very depleted.
Depleted or sad, depressed. Mm-hmm. That's other people's energy. That's what I mean by horrible. So thanks for the clarification. For me, it's like, why do I feel so icky all of a sudden? This is your third chakra here. So sometimes, you know, let's just say the example can be you're in the food store. Sorry about having my head cut off. You just do this. So you're going food shopping and you see somebody who typically will chew your ear off about something that's kind of negative. They always like to complain.
Yep.
And, you know, you may have your purse with you. I don't have my purse here, but what you can do is instead of standing face to face with somebody like this, what you're doing is exposing your third chakra. Most empaths really overuse their third chakra on the front. This is what feels like pulled out, like we overgive, or we just don't have great screens on the chakras. And that's why I explain screens on chakras at my workshops. A way to just sidestep, maybe to pretend this is the purse, right? So going to be holding your purse here. Or if I had, like, I'm always traveling with my beverage. So you're just going to stand like this and you're going to go to the side. And if you notice somebody gets too close to your boundaries, of course, backing up is a lot of common sense.
Right.
But that's one example. And
you physically create that distance.
Exactly. And the thing that happens first is the awareness that somebody's kind of in your space and it feels like a boundary violation.
Yeah. Like those energy suckers.
And they can do it with your eyes too. They're going to be, yeah. So again, your gaze goes up. Your gaze doesn't stay at eye level together with that person. You can look up, you can look to the side, pretend, you know, like you're thinking. So you're looking up.
Right.
You may also notice other people do that too with you. Because, you know, I'm a very intense person. I have to be very aware of how I'm doing it. So other people may be looking around too.
Yeah.
So whatever you recognize in the other that maybe gets your attention, we probably have it in ourselves. We're just not aware of it.
Yeah.
So it helps me with relationships with other people as well as to hold healthy boundaries so I don't feel so depleted or yucky. But one of the important things to do in it is if you just had a busy day socially and or with your business and work, come home, take an Epsom salt bath with some essential oils, and clear your field. Use sage, of course.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, and take a walk on the beach. You know, we live in the Hamptons and that's the consciousness here. Take a walk on the beach, take a walk, you know, in the woods, as long as it's not too hot, there's lots of ticks. But nature, we have the gift of nature here. And that, I think, is what attracts so many people who used to be city people here.
Yeah.
So feeling the feet.
Yeah.
Feeling the feet has roots into the core of Earth and getting a sensation. And I actually offer a free grounding and healing, like they're instructional in the grounding and holding an intention. On Tuesday nights at 7:30 on Zoom and on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on Zoom. And when I get, you know, when it gets a little nicer, I'll do them in person outside somewhere in the Hamptons because connection is so important. That's what we're here for.
I agree. Especially like the work that you do. Like, I feel like you're obviously effective on Zoom, but face to face, like I've obviously done like healing work with you. Like it's part of the whole experience.
Exactly. And creating of like a circle, like the healing circle, divine goddess healing circle. Women tend to really need connections like this, intimate connections that are really more of a spiritual nature, but connect our day-to-day lives. So I'll be offering more in-person things as we get into the spring and workshops. And I'm really excited about it.
give us some, like, some tips, some ways to maybe clear energies, to heal some chakras, maybe tell us about the chakras.
I will. That's actually a great question. So, you know, our chakras are, many people, especially who would be listening to your podcast, are aware what they are. Some people are not aware they're in the front and the back. Okay. So the root chakra, there's one, which really connects down to your tailbone, the tip, the base. It's the root chakra. It's red and has an energetic resonance, a vibration. Some people like to use sound bowls to resonate and open the root chakra. Some people like to sound. But I believe that if you can create those sounds for yourself, you've just created a tool and a skill for yourself you'll always have. And one of the things that we teach in the Barbara Brennan School is sounding personal. So when I'll go out in the woods, and when I first got into school and was practicing, I would look around, make sure no one was listening, and then I and then it becomes really authentic. It takes time, and it's your note. You have your own root vibration. So the chakras spin clockwise in the front and the back. It's how we bring energy in from our field. We call it the auric field, which is the shape of an egg. We bring energy in from the outside of our field, which is called, Barbara Brennan called this, the universal energy field. So these chakras function to metabolize energy into our physical experience and maintain our health with all of the entire endocrine system, the hormonal system, and the chakras are aligned with our endocrine system. So it's very interesting. It's the pituitary, the pineal, we have the thyroid, we have the thymus for the heart. We have
so making sure that your chakras are balanced is actually has physical, positive physical effects for you.
Exactly. So if somebody feels like they're a people pleaser and overgiver in the third chakra, which is right here, not always, but what can happen over decades is that we'll come into the chakras exist in the whole entire field, all seven levels. Now, I'm not going to get into detail because this can be really confusing, but it can lead to issues with digestion, with allergies to food, with inflammation, issues with pancreas, which is right here. So it can really interfere with one's ability to bring the energy in that we really need to metabolize food and nourishment. So the chakra, we pretend you're a Pillsbury dough girl here. Put the thumb right there. See how the hand is curved? Now, when I look at it, it looks counterclockwise, but when you look at it, it's clockwise, right?
Right.
You're spinning. So then this is how you remember which way to spin. You can do this. And this is how they teach you in the Brennan School, like this. So you're spinning, literally spinning chakras, and it gets complicated trying to do it on the back at the same time. So don't worry. What we do is we teach how to hold an aligned intention. I'm spinning my chakras. I'm opening my chakras. And you can do it this way because it's a funnel. Whatever you want to open up. But we start at the bottom, Enid, because we want to ground, right? So that's where we start, the root chakra, and feel into roots that are growing and connect down into the huge power, the molten lava, the red energy of Gaia. Gaia is alive in each of us. We are from Gaia, Mother Earth, Pachamama. Our roots connect right in to the mother of us all, feeling the roots being held in a warm red blanket. So I do a visualization, and as I guide people into feeling contact, which is can be really hard for some people. I'm one of them. To finally feel, oh, that's what grounding feels like. It's just an elusive concept. So then it fills upward, and we can just continue to work with our chakras. So spinning them, making those sounds. There are also some really wonderful things on YouTube that you can listen to, vibrational musical tones. And they're wonderful. Like I just have my little, hey, Google, play vibrational music. And in a second, it'll just come on. And it's just, it's very soothing and comforting. And people just experiment with what they like. So there's many ways you can ground yourself, open and align your chakras so that you can feel what it is to have aligned effortless intention, which we call Hara. And Hara is a basic foundation tenet of the Barbara Brennan Healing Science teaching. So a person doesn't have to go to school to learn this. This is what I teach my clients and my meditations and workshops.
Awesome. Well, where can we find you? Well, obviously you'll send me everything so that we can link to it, but what is your website? Plug anything that you might have upcoming, any of your Zooms. Now would be that chance.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you asking that. So it's a pretty easy website. It's healinginthehamptons.com.
www.healinginthehamptons.com.
And my email is healinginthehamptons@gmail.com.
That is super easy.
It is. And
when is your next Zoom and when is your next in-person workshop?
My next we call it Seeds of the Spirit. Healing meditation and reading, because we read something that Barbara Brennan channeled in school. She's now retired. And so that's Saturday at 11 a.m. New York time on Zoom. So anyone who wants to send me an email and request they would like to join, I'll just send that person the Zoom link for the day. So, and I just send people a reminder the day before my meditations.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Sharon.
And thanks for the workshop.
Thank you for doing some chakra and energy healing work with us today.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. My next workshop's the end of March, 29th to the 31st. So
amazing. Yeah. And I hope to do some more work with you soon.
I do too, Enid. I really appreciate this time with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Namaste.
Namaste. Have a great one.
Bye-bye. You too.